Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. How are you? Glad to have you aboard the program we call What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn riding shotgun here, rolling on this Monday morning. And we have some time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. It won't be if I have anything to say about it. You can call about anything you'd like. But not high on my list is the Grammy Awards last night, proving that there is spiritual warfare in this country, because they had a devil dance. I kid you not. That's what you missed last night. So let's scratch that off the list, should we, Kev?
Any human sacrifice or kill any chickens or anything?
They have the devil and flames and
the candles lit on the floor and the whole nine.
Just disgusting.
They just threw that up in the Hollywood Hills on Saturday night. The vampires were out, is that what you're saying?
We're scratching it off the list.
Yeah.
How about this one to scratch off the list? Flag football.
Yeah, I missed that completely.
You did?
Yeah,
I turned it on. What is this, like the pregame or something? Did we know it was going to be flag football?
Yes. Oh yeah.
They made that known.
Yeah, they were tired of making it almost like a touch football game with pads on. But they just said, let's just make it a flag football. They did a skills thing and they had a kick-tack-toe event.
I have great memories of flag football. I was in fifth grade.
The NFC won, by the way, 35-33.
They did a comeback win.
Kirk Cousins threw for three touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get the brothers mixed up. They were coaching? The Manning brothers?
Oh, Manning. Yeah, Eli and Peyton. Yeah.
But whoever was coaching the AFC, he was a little perturbed at the final outcome.
That would probably, I don't know, probably be Peyton. He played most of the AFC.
It's all I watched.
Yeah. I none of it.
We're not going to talk about it. We just did, but we're no more. Now we're drawing the line. I've crossed it off the list.
Devil dance done.
Kevin is of the opinion that we're talking about the suspected spy balloon of the Chinese, so that we aren't talking about the documents or the border. Can you bring me into your world and let me know how this works?
Well, a friend of ours, Sean, texted me. He said, enough about the balloon. Time to move on. There is absolutely no question the U.S. military was capturing everything being captured by the balloon electronics. They know exactly what it was doing. So, yeah, but the whole narrative of the thing is just what made me laugh. Did you see my post over the weekend, my shots from Google Maps?
Yeah.
I mean, to say that they need a balloon to surveil military bases is kind of, come on.
Again, this was a trial balloon.
Yeah.
This was what can we get by with? And they got by with a lot and made us look like total fools and Biden a complete imbecile.
Yeah, and we can run some audio about what John Radcliffe had to say about what they can do with high altitude. And that's, you call it a weather balloon, call it whatever. It's a stratospheric balloon. They're usually made of Kevlar or some sort of, they're heavier.
It's higher than planes.
They're huge. Oh yeah,
they fly up lower than satellites.
Yeah, 50,000-80,000 feet. They get them up in the jet stream. They do all kind. They do a lot of obviously a lot of weather research and whatever with them. But this, again, what is it? What was it for? Well, we really don't know until we dive it out and get it out of the ocean. Well, I'm thinking you probably got to Sean said, they knew exactly what it was. They knew what it was gathering, what it was doing. I'm sure they had a, you know, it's not Biden either. Okay. He's completely out of it. I mean, come on.
Whoever is making decisions.
Right. Let it go all the way over.
And somebody texted me and said, why aren't you more critical of the Pentagon? Won't you blame them or our military? Shouldn't our president trust and listen to our armed services? Well, how do we know he did? I mean, the early reports were Wednesday that he was presented with options, and he said, don't shoot it down. Now, by the way, he's trying to spike the football. Here's what he says now. Listen to old Joe. forget where he was. Probably at the beach somewhere.
On Wednesday, when I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was when we got over water on Saturday within our 12-mile limit. They successfully took it down.
Oh, spiking the football now. I ordered a shot down on Wednesday as soon as possible. Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Here's a number. John Ratcliffe was on Maria Bartiromo about what it could be doing.
Why would the Chinese then even send obsolete technology over the United States if it wasn't going to provide anything of value, as the Biden administration has tried to tell you? Listen, the truth, without getting into anything classified, is that stratospheric balloons, because of recent technologies, can be maneuverable, can loop around, can hover, and do things that low Earth orbit satellites can't do. We know from public reporting, without getting into anything classified, that China for at least 6 years has been successfully deploying payloads, including drones, from stratospheric balloons. And what's publicly known is that the U.S. military and Department of Defense has a number of projects out there involving stratospheric or stratolite balloons and different types of possible payloads that could be deployed. As you talked about, everything from cicada drones to very small electronic listening devices that could run on solar power and transmit data back interminably.
So that makes you sleep well at night, doesn't it?
A lot of. But I always go to, okay, well, what for? And they, to gather information. They want our nuclear capabilities.
But you act like you trust these people or something.
Well, are they going to invade us? They think that that's happening? I mean, the Red Dawn? I mean, let's go to the worst case scenario that literally we look up and here comes the Chinese.
I think they're exploring all possibilities. But what, I mean, should we just let their balloons fly all over the place?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just, I always go to motive. Ask why, question everything. Well, why would they do that?
Well, you just heard him say they can launch drones from these things.
They could launch drones from the University of Berkeley. They could launch drones from any one of the universities where they have embedded. I mean, they could have launched one from Swalwell's bedroom.
We would know about that.
You know what I'm saying?
We would know about that.
You know where I'm at, though?
We don't know these.
Right. Why wait till it gets over the ocean to shoot the thing down? That's a stupid part of this. Totally agree.
Should have been shot down over Montana.
Of course.
And by the way, I think that they were all hoping nobody saw the thing. And remind you, this became a thing, a big thing, because people in Montana saw it. They saw it in the sky and said, what the heck is that? And then governors are asking, what the heck is that? Senators are asking, what the heck is that? Then they have to fess up. And by the way, they were watching it since Alaska. We found out that this weekend as well. So this idea of, we don't want to shoot it down because it could hurt somebody. You tell me over Alaska, they couldn't find a space to shoot it down?
You know what I would say?
In the vast nothing land?
If I was out there and I saw that balloon up there and I saw it in the sky and I said, what is that? I'd grab my telescope. And I'd zoom right in on it, and I would say, it's a balloon. It's a high-altitude balloon. It's probably up there about 60, 70,000 feet. By the way, I can see a divot on the moon with my telescope, so let's zoom in and see exactly what it is. That's kind of my point. I mean,
I don't know what your point is.
Your point is you don't care. The narrative is that, it's a spy balloon. We don't know what it is exactly.
The Chinese are spying on us. And they're using every possible piece of technology they can to spy on us.
Find me one source or story that doesn't say suspected or, you know what I'm saying? None of that's confirmed, brother. None of it. We don't know what it is. We still don't know what it is. And apparently we don't have any way to take a close-up picture of the thing.
So is your point, again, to let these things fly all over? Just fly.
No, dude, you're missing my point completely. My point
what
is,
what are you saying exactly?
Why don't we have an up close picture of the thing as it was attached to the balloon to see the serial numbers on it from the ground?
I hope we do. They wouldn't show those to the public because then you would know what kind of technology they have.
Well, then stop talking about it till we know. It's
the reason
I thought it was a spy balloon. Well, it turns out it actually was a weather balloon. I just am saying. Meanwhile, at the border.
The reason we're talking about it is because the people of Montana said, hey, what the heck's a balloon? And if the Pentagon says, well, it's from China, don't worry about it, we've got real problems. Fly them all over. Just fly them on every...
I did not say that.
Why don't you take 50?
I did not say that.
One per state, and you can kind of circle the state and...
Whatever. I did not say that.
I didn't say you said it, but you're dismissing it as no big deal.
I am not either. I am saying that the narrative is BS.
The narrative...
It's a surveillance thing. Well, if it is, and how do you know that? I mean, did you get a good picture? We actually know that? I can't find one source in all of my searches. It's clearly a balloon with something attached to it, and we won't know until we dig it out of the ocean.
You have no suspicions whatsoever that the Chinese are trying to surveil us?
701-271-1100. No, they're in congressmen's bedrooms, for God's sake.
701-271-1100. Give us a call. Text us. What's on your mind?
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. Do these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys, and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Swedish meatballs on 45th today in Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Beefy noodles on NP Avenue. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Chicken fried steak or chip beef. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Cheese ravioli with Alfredo in Harwood. and your choice of meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Mm-mm, good. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Texter says, your co-host is crabby today, Scott. I don't think you're crabby. I don't got crabby. No. I just got an opinion that thinks better of the Chinese than I do. I think they're using every tool they can get. And whether that's a goofball like Eric Swalwell or a goofball like Hunter Biden and Say It Ain't So Joe, who gets a little bit for the big guy, or balloons or spy satellites or whatever. Ratcliffe's statement, and he's being very careful. He's the former director of the DNI. Imagine what he would say if he could tell you what we know from a classified standpoint. Ouch. Paul's on the road. Hey, Paul, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Paul?
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I don't think I heard you guys bring up the most possible serious scenario of the balloon.
Which is?
Dry run for an EMP.
Yeah, true. True. I don't know. I've always thought EMPs, which is, if you're not familiar, electronic magnetic pulse, basically a device that would shut down all electronics in the U.S. The book One Second After was written about this. And I heard people speculating about that, Paul, last week. I'd always heard that it happened in space. But.
Okay, well, I know they have to set off, a nuclear explosion up in the atmosphere in order for that to happen. But
yeah.
From what I've read, it sounds like they need something that's more stationary in order to do it, like a balloon.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That would be interesting to know, but I did hear some people say that yesterday, or over the weekend. Talking about that being one possibility. Look, here's my deal, and this is where I differ with Kevin. There is, in my mind, exactly zero chance that there's anything that is lily white about this balloon. There's nothing about this operation on their end that is harmless. Zero, nada, zippo. That's how they operate. Is it an EMP trial run? I don't know. Is it... that's why we should get a hold of it. That's why we should have shot it down in Montana and not risk losing things in the ocean.
Well, for an EMP to do any damage, as I understand it, over our country, it'd have to be a nuclear weapon that would be, detonated in space, basically, in the mid-stratosphere.
That's what I
said. Which, a big balloon. I mean, you could do that, but then what? Knock out our power for a while?
No, okay. It knocks out everything.
Yeah, for a while.
It knocks out all electronics.
Forever? No, not forever. We'd build it right back again. Is that an act of war? We're going to... Again, I'm looking at the big, long game picture here. It's like... And if you think the Chinese need a balloon to surveil us, is my only point with this, is the narrative, man. It's a spy balloon. It's spying on us. They don't need a balloon. They could be testing perimeter. They could be...
You're making Paul's point.
I'm saying.
It could be a delivery vehicle for some other weapon.
Sure it could. I agreed with Ratcliffe when he said it. My thing is about the surveillance side of it. Come on. They're in our universities. They're in our halls of Congress. They're everywhere. And they have how many spy satellites? Well, to our one? So they need a balloon to spy on us? No, I don't think so.
I think you need to get off the spy thing.
Well, that's what I'm calling out, brother. Everybody's calling it a spy balloon. It's a surveillance. But come on.
It's a unauthorized airborne whatever.
Perfect.
For the Chinese.
Say that then. I just think us hearing spy balloon.
But the point is, Kevin, you continue to say like it's no big deal. And, they'll surveil us from some guy at a university somewhere. We don't know.
Dude, you notice how we're not talking about the documents or the border or the crime rate or the inflation or the price of eggs right now?
Explain to me how that works. How is it that you think that the balloon is here because Xi doesn't want us talking about documents? Explain to me how this works, because your theory, you said it a few times, we're not talking about documents, we're not talking about border.
Mm-hmm.
So who... pull the strings here. Who didn't want us talking about border or
who would you say?
I don't know. You're the one making the accusation. I don't know. I can't figure this.
You don't think it's any? They're
theory.
Not a distraction at all. I mean,
I don't know how
or
that
they're
happens.
Taking it, or they're taking advantage of it as a great distraction to quit talking about whatever.
Who? How does that work?
How does any of it work? All of a sudden the documents are showing up at UPenn Biden Center in his house and here and there. And, well, we're not talking about the border anymore. He was at the border 3 weeks ago for 4 hours. Then he went to Mexico City. We're going to get all that done. Comprehensive strategy. Oh, documents. Documents. Oh, documents look bad. Oh, balloon. Look at the balloon.
I think the problem you're diagnosing is more one of the lack of focus by the American public on the things that matter. I just don't know how.
Always. That's always my problem.
Well, okay, but that isn't, you know, the American public didn't say put a balloon up, so we stopped talking about documents. That's all I'm saying. Paul, interesting point, and EMP is something that I think is a very real threat, no doubt about it. Let's go to Joan next. Joan, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Joan?
Yes. Okay, I have a few questions about the balloon. Okay. Air currents, don't they go from west to east, not from west to southeast? So that means the balloon had to be maneuvered.
Oh, for sure it was maneuvered. That's one of the things they were saying about this, is it is maneuverable. It can circle back. It can do a number of things.
Plus, why did they have to blow the thing into 10 million pieces so we cannot find all the pieces? Why didn't they attach something to the balloon and pull it down with a helicopter or something?
I don't think a helicopter.
It's very suspicious to me.
Yeah, I don't think a helicopter.
Yeah, you couldn't get a helicopter. Yeah, no, not even close. Yeah, you can't get a helicopter much above 14,000 feet.
The tough part is there's very few aircraft that can go that high, 60,000 feet in the air. So that's a bit of a challenge. I love your idea in theory, but I'm just not sure that it's practical to do.
But if they blew it up in so many pieces, then we can't really find out all, you know, everything about it. And then, and water on top of it all.
Right. 1,000% agree.
To me.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it should have been shot down over Alaska or Montana. Or maybe, with, you know,
100%.
We can actually find the pieces and see exactly what it is.
100%.
Totally agree.
Thanks, Joan. Appreciate that. Craig, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay, you guys got to agree to disagree and start taking phone calls, okay?
Thank you
for taking my call.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Oh, yeah, all right. You guys made your points, both of them. I'll give you another aspect of this. It took a civilian in Montana to let us know about this. Our government knew about it how long and didn't say a damn word about it? What else are they hiding? That's what, I don't know whether it's spy or whatever it is.
Yeah, everything.
Me off.
Yep.
It should.
All right.
They wanted to make sure you hadn't. You didn't know about it from them. You're absolutely right. It was citizens in Montana that are the heroes here to say, what the heck is that? Then they go to their governor, and the governor goes to the president. Ridiculous. Great point, Craig. Thank you very much. Back to more calls. Who's next? Tom. When we come back on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Devastation is the word being used to describe a 7.8 magnitude earthquake very early Monday morning near the Turkey-Syria border. Turkey's President Erdogan said that 912 people have been killed in Turkey, with over 5,400 wounded. Turkish news channel correspondent Hasan Abdullah in Istanbul.
So at the moment, the priority is to try and rescue people, try and pull the people out from the rubble, provide them medical assistance, and move them to safer locations. But I think it's going to be quite a task, quite a challenge, considering the magnitude of this.
Friday's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is worsening, so says East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drobick.
We are at a risk now of a catastrophic failure of that container.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered within 1 mile of the accident. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
UND hockey.
Oh, yeah?
Used to love Axl Rose in warm-up music.
Oh, there you go.
They would ask me to play it.
Oh, sure.
While they were out there warming up.
Oh, yeah. Axl Rose is 61 today.
Yes, huh?
A year from Social Security.
Peter Wynn, UND hockey player that used to be the big proponent of Axl Rose. I'll have to send him a text. Let him know Axl Rose... Zero is 61.
Nothing like welcome to the jungle when you're skating in, running in, walking in, whatever.
701-271-1100. Craig thinks you and I should stop arguing about this and let the callers have it.
Yeah, so, yeah. We're
so
good.
We'll do that. 701-271-1100. 855-200-1776. Or you can... text us at 701-237-1590. You know, now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. If you're watching what's going on with AT&T right now and DirecTV canceling Newsmax, want a new cell carrier? Patriot Mobile's for you. Because they not only share our beliefs, but actually do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with our code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Before I go to Paul, I'm sorry, Tom. Tom next. Yana Murdahl was just on Newsmax. Yana, of course, state senator from northeast North Dakota, talking about a bill that will mandate a fetal development video be shown to students. What a brilliant idea. At a young age, seeing how a baby develops. I think that's fantastic. I'll have to talk to Yana about that in the coming days. Glad to hear it. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, just a positive spin on this balloon. President Trump had the Space Force. He created that. He could see. He was three steps ahead. And I don't think I've heard this, but I bet they were involved. I bet they tracked it. I bet they blocked the signal back to China. I bet they were the ones that said, hey, Biden, there's a balloon here. So I think... hats off to our military and hats off for President Trump for being three steps ahead. And he was three steps ahead on every issue. That's my comment. Thank you. Love your show.
Hey, by the way, Tom, do you know that they defied every norm in Washington, D.C. to get that separate branch of the military stood up? There were all kinds of infighting. You know, the Air Force wanted it under the Air Force. There was you know, the swamp was out for that deal, and they managed to get it done.
So sure they did.
That is pretty extraordinary. It's a great point.
It was kind of crazy. I was skiing, Scott. I was skiing in Colorado just over November, and I met a guy, and I said, where do you work? And he said, well, I work at NORAD. I said, what do you do? Well, I'm a member of the Space Force. And I said, well, what do you do? Well, I can't tell you, but I block signals. And I'm doing this with satellites, and I block signals. And he was a young man. He just came out of college, and he was so excited. So that's when I realized they still have the Space Force. Else I thought they axed it. So he might have been one of these people that blocked the satellites from going back to China, the transmission. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's what the texter said this morning, too. They knew exactly what it was.
You know what else? We have the Space Force in North Dakota. They are both at the University of North Dakota and Grand Forks Air Force Base. They'll be part of that new mission, the ISR. Intelligence, Surveillance, Reconnaissance mission of the Grand Forks Air Force Base. And at, is it Nakoma? Nakoma's? The pyramid building up by Cavalier. Pretty good. Texter says, so we are all balloon buffoons. Enough is enough. There's no there. What else is going on while the politicians bloviate? It's Kevin's point.
Thank you.
South Dakota listener says, what about Mitch McConnell saying no to $5 billion for the wall, but yes to $100 billion for Ukraine? Interesting point on your part. Somebody just texted me, too, about Sheriff's Magazine has a story about the border that the state of Texas is commissioning and wondering if this is Tommy Fisher's border. You better call Tommy Fisher, don't you think?
If we're not building the wall right now at a feverish pitch, shame on us with what's going on.
We're not.
We're doing nothing.
I'm not.
Nothing has changed. Nothing is. Comprehensive strategies have not been implemented. Nothing.
I'm not that impressed with Texas, to tell you the truth. They do more talking than doing.
Yep. Nothing.
Get going. Another listener by text, and you can text us at 701-237-1590. What about fentanyl from China? Crickets. Remember, this balloon was maneuverable.
Then how did it get over our airspace and stay there? I had a friend, being a conduit to a friend of mine that's in aviation. He said, well, if they can maneuver it, how did it get lost in our airspace? Maybe they lost control of it.
I know they can be maneuvered.
Yeah, you can have propulsion on the bottom of a balloon. No doubt.
Play Ratcliffe again, because I think this is the most telling that I've heard. John Ratcliffe is a former Trump administration official. He was the director of national intelligence. And he's sort of dancing here because he's saying, I can say some things and others are classified, but here's what he said.
Why would the Chinese then even send obsolete technology over the United States if it wasn't going to provide anything of value, as the Biden administration has tried to tell you? Listen, the truth, without getting into anything classified, is that stratospheric balloons, because of recent technologies, can be maneuverable, can loop around, can hover, and do things that low Earth orbit satellites can't do. We know from public reporting, without getting into anything classified, that China, for at least 6 years, has been successfully deploying payloads, including drones, from stratospheric balloons, and What's publicly known is that the U.S. military and Department of Defense has a number of projects out there involving stratospheric or stratolite balloons and different types of possible payloads that could be deployed. As you talked about, everything from cicada drones to very small electronic listening devices that could run on solar power and transmit data back interminably. All of those things, Marie, are possibilities. I'm not saying that they took place here, but what I'm saying is none of those terrible scenarios would be possible if this had been taken down as it should have been before it crossed into U.S. airspace and remained there for the better part of a week.
Saw it first in Alaska. They have the chance to do it just exactly what he's saying. No doubt about it. I'm going to go to the calls here and another one coming in here. Dana's next, then David. Senator Kevin Cramer, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has issued the following statement on the Chinese spy balloon in U.S. airspace. TikTok collects data from millions of Americans every day, and a food processing company with ties to the CCP moved to purchase land just 12 miles from a top military base in North Dakota. Now, a high-altitude Chinese spy balloon, floating low enough for people to look up and see in the sky, was flown from Alaska to South Carolina. Well, I'm glad the Biden administration finally acted to address this national security threat. The mere fact China feels comfortable pulling a stunt like this demonstrates the weakness they see in our president. The entire saga warrants a full investigation into why China was able to penetrate our airspace and surveil our assets. Failure to react is a sign of weakness, and weakness only invites bullies like China to be more aggressive. That's a harsh statement there. Dana, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, good morning. Well, the thing about the Chinese is they have a long game. They look into the future, and Kevin's right. They have spies. They have everything. But the thing about it is what happened in Brazil a couple months ago, the Chinese helped steal that election. They have their foot right at our front door now. And think about in a resource-rich country like Brazil, and we're distracted in Ukraine, we're broke. The only branch of our military right now considered strong is the Marines. So they're just waiting for their opportunity, especially to pounce on Taiwan. They're like Putin. We are weak right now. They are just waiting for their opportunity. And like you said, they have their foot right in the front door at Brazil. A lot of people didn't see that because it was hidden in the media. There were millions of people in the streets protesting that election. So, I mean, they have a long game, and, you know, people wake up. That's all I have to say about that.
Appreciate the call, Dana. Thank you. David, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I think we were caught off guard. The balloon seemed fairly innocent. A couple things. Number one is there accuracy to pinpoint the inflatable part of the balloon so that the payload drops so you can at least salvage it? Or is it just everything's just blown up at once? The other thing is this a trial run for a more pinpoint, subtle entry into the United States for chemical or biologic warfare, which would cause mass panic with our health care system the way it is in such a location as Chicago or New York?
Interesting but scary scenarios there, David. Thank you. Scott, last call before the break. Go ahead, Scott. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so this is out-of-the-box thinking. What if that balloon flew over our nation with the permission of our government? I mean, that would explain why we didn't shoot it down, why we didn't do anything, why it wasn't reported, anything like that.
Great question.
Why would we let them fly the balloon over the U.S.?
Out-of-the-box thinking. And this is just, I don't have a factual timeline here, but wasn't there some meeting with John Kerry and the Chinese government about climate change or something like that just recently? I know this is like way out conspiracy theory.
Yeah, the economic
stuff,
forum.
But,
you know, I mean, yeah, but China's
yeah, so
not,
what if
yeah.
we made, what if we made promises to China? Yeah, you can fly over our nation and you know, collect information on wind currents or whatever it is. Climate change. I haven't heard anything like that yet, but I just wonder if that's a possibility.
Well, I'm dying to know what we know once we get a hold of the apparatus that was in the balloon. But interesting theory, Scott. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 16 before the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to chat with Matthew Carlson. from Fix It Forward Auto Care and Fix It Forward Ministry for giving our stake. Stay tuned.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, the only thing better than a 2022 Silverado High Country from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, is, wait for it, Kev, a 2023.
Yeah, there you go. Of course it is.
Oh, and man alive, are they something. They are just they are loaded up and that new screen up front, and oh, it's really something. And I love it. I love knowing the vehicle because I honestly do. I think I've told the story before about hitting a rather large buck on I-29 going, 80 miles an hour. And I said at that point, I'll never, ever drive anything other than the Chevy because I felt like I was in a cocoon, even though that could have been really bad. Put that buck down like nothing. But the people, too, at Buckley's, they're just great to deal with. They really are, the whole team. In Bismarck, Valley City, tell them Scott sent you to North Dakota's home for Chevy. We're going to talk Giving Hearts Day in just a moment here, but Beverly and Rosa wanted to get a word in. Go ahead, Beverly, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. You were mentioning how they were showing to kids in school the development of a human fetus in the womb. I used to be, I'm a child from the 60s, so I was a huge supporter of abortion growing up, not really understanding all the ins and outs. And when I was in my 20s, I saw a video, and it was like an X-ray type video, but it, not X-ray. It was almost like a shrouded type movie. And it showed a fetus in the womb, and then all of a sudden it looked like a cone-shaped pencil moving up towards the fetus, and it showed this fetus actually moving to get away from it before it latched on, and I'm not even going to go into detail how horrific it was. That turned me instantly to a non-abortion supporter. I am totally against abortion now because that fetus knew and it was trying to survive. And kids need to see this, and people that support abortion needs to see it. I wish I could find the video. I've not been able to find it over the number of years looking for it.
Yeah, I've heard of the video you're talking about for sure, and seen it along the way, and that along with the development, I think it's appropriate for the classroom. It really is, to tell that story in a unique way. Beverly, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that, too, by the way. Appreciate it very much. Love our listeners at 701-271-1100, and we love Giving Hearts Day. It is coming up this week, folks. Thursday is Giving Hearts Day. Matthew Carlson is here from the Fix It Forward Ministry, which is one of the beneficiaries of Giving Hearts Day that you can donate your hard-earned dollars to and help them do some good. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So how big a deal is Giving Hearts Day to Fix It Forward?
You know, it's huge. You know, we give away all of our services, so we have to do fundraising to cover the costs of what we do. And we keep our overhead super low with our partnership with Fix It Forward Auto Care. We don't have to pay rent and electricity and that, but we do have to pay for parts to fix these cars. And the more cars we fix, the more cars we give away, the more money we have to raise for that. And Giving Hearts Day is either our biggest or our second biggest fundraiser of the year, so it is huge for us.
How many cars do you give away? How many cars do you fix?
We've given away 390 cars now in the Fargo Moorhead community and done over 850 free car repairs for people in need.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
Yeah, really, really an amazing ministry that does some real good. And like you say, overhead low as well because of the shared space, something that would not be there for most charities.
Our partnership, you know, we try to keep our overhead as low as we can. So our partnership with Fix It Forward Auto Care means we don't have to pay for any of the typical overhead expenses. We don't pay for internet. We don't pay for our phones. We don't pay for any of the equipment that we use. And we don't even pay for things like oil. Like, all that stuff is covered by the shop side. So it really keeps our overhead low. But, you know, we give away a lot of cars. We've done a lot in the community, and we need to pay for those parts to be able to do that.
And the dollars that are donated with Giving Hearts Day, and by the way, you can schedule your donation right now.
Absolutely.
So you can go to givingheartsday.org and get that scheduled, or on Giving Hearts Day, be part of the fund. Just keep these guys on your list. That's going to go right into parts.
Right, right. The only expenses that we have is we've got 1.5 employees, a full-time and a part-time, that helps organize, answer the phones, and make sure that we're getting the right parts and all that, and then parts themselves. So the money that we get goes directly towards impacting our community.
How do you identify the need? How do you connect with the need out there?
And what we do is we partnership with other organizations in town. So we work with over 40 different other nonprofit and support organizations, like organizations like the YWCA and Churches United and New Life Center. And they have people that they're working with that they know well, they've got a good relationship with. And we have them refer people to us where this repair or the car that we donate to them will be life-changing. So those people that they're getting everything together, but transportation, what's holding them back, they bring them to us, and we're able to help them with the cars.
Life-changing is a good term. What's your favorite story of the impact you've had?
Well, you know, the one that really affects me the most is I was talking to one lady, and she was with the YWCA at the time, and she was riding the bus, and she had to ride the bus to get to work and to get her kids to school and everything, and which, you know, it's inconvenient, but it's not horrible. But she's at the YWCA because she had a very abusive ex, and her abusive ex also rode the bus. Mm-hmm. And so then you have to think about what's going through her head. Every time she gets on the bus, is he going to be there? And if he is there, what's going to happen? Like, is he going to do something on the bus? Even if he doesn't, where does she get off the bus? Because he might follow him. And she can't get off the bus where she's staying, because then he'll know where she's at. She can't get off the bus at some random place. Like, how? What kind of stress is that?
So not only do you get that mother with her kids to school and her to gainful employment, you give her peace of mind, too.
Incredible peace of mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. GivingHeartsDay.org, Fix It Forward Ministry. Fix It Forward Ministry is what you're looking for to donate. And let's help them rock it on Thursday.
Thank you. We appreciate everything we can get.
Good to see you. Matthew Carlson from Fix It Forward.
The reviews are in. My coffee is a big hit. People absolutely love it. One of our listeners said, Scott, I've sampled a lot of coffee, but this one's different. It's rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean, and it has a pleasant aftertaste. Try some for yourself today. Go to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for up to 25% off. Your choices include whole bean, ground, coffee pods, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, and a decaf. Again, in coffee pods, ground, or whole bean, your choice. And guess what? It's roasted and packed right here in the USA. It's guaranteed, like all the products at MyPillow. Mike Lindell invites you to try his new product, MyCoffee, by going to mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or mystore.com, promo code Scott, for the best coffee you've ever had, bar none.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.